It's a blessing to be here at your church. My name is Father Joseph Aitona from the Fathers of Mercy, and I'm here to preach your parish mission, which begins tomorrow. The Fathers of Mercy, my religious community, are missionary preachers. We're located in South Union, Kentucky. South Union has a population of about 50. So I'm glad to be in a larger city such as Kaiser. Now, what does a parish mission have to do with you? What does it have to do with me as the mission preacher? Well, it's very simple. I'm here to remind each and every single one of you of your life's goal, getting to heaven. Now, if I were to ask you how often you thought of heaven within the past day, or this past week, or maybe even this past month, God willing, it's more than once. Hopefully that's why you're here in this church right now, not simply because it's a commandment or a precept or because your parents forced you to, but because you love God and you want to go to heaven. If heaven isn't any better than our life here on earth, why even work at getting there? Why even go to church every week? You know, I'm blessed as a missionary. I go all around the world preaching. And usually if there's a school attached to the church, I like to go into the classrooms and ask the students questions about heaven to see what they know. And after a series of questions, they'll ask questions right back at me and they'll say, "Father, if you are talking about heaven, I want to know whether my dog, Fido, will be there when I get there. I want to know if I'll be able to eat my favorite food. Usually at that age, it's pizza. Will I be able to play my favorite sports," they ask. "Basketball, football, soccer." Someone actually asked me, "Will there be high waves to surf on in heaven?" And I think the most important question, at least at that age, is, will I be able to see and talk to my loved ones who have passed before me, like my grandfather or great-grandfather, in heaven? And all of these are good questions. Hopefully you know the answers to these questions. If not, it's okay. I'm here to help. But before we talk about heaven, we also have to mention the three of the other four last things. That is death, judgment, and hell. Now, I say these things not to scare anyone here in this church, but it is my duty as a missionary preacher to talk on them. Now, I know I'm not telling you anything new. As all of you know, at one point, we will pass from this world. It is something that we cannot avoid. And when we die, our souls will separate from our bodies, and then we will be judged by Jesus Christ. It's what you call the particular judgment. If we die in the state of God's sanctifying grace, then he will deem us worthy to go to heaven. Some of us will have to pass through purgatory first, some longer than others, but we will eventually get to heaven. If we die in the state of mortal sin, then we will be damned to hell. Now, I say this knowing that Jesus is the Savior. By his death on the cross, by his blood being shed, he has opened the gates of heaven for each and every single one of us. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. But if they are damned to hell, they have chosen by their own free will to serve themselves or Satan rather than God. Now, hell. For some reason, people think that hell is more of a place, a specific location. As if we can get a map of the United States of America and see that hell is a city in Southern California. Well, as bad as that place can get, that's where I'm from, it's not there. Although someone did tell me during one mission that hell is definitely a city in Michigan. Either way, the hell that Jesus speaks of that we heard in the gospel today, the grinding of teeth, is not specifically a location or a place. It's more of a state of being. It's a state of being completely deprived of the one thing that can satisfy us as human beings, namely God. So hell is the eternal separation from God. It is the separation from truth, from love, from all goodness. You know, if I could use words to try to describe something like hell, obviously it's difficult, I would say it's like being starving and never having any food to eat whatsoever. Being sick, chronically sick, especially physically sick, and having no cure for all eternity. It's like being isolated and lonely and having no friends, no family to speak to for all eternity. And worst of all, it's to use your free will to serve the devil rather than God. I certainly don't recommend that place to anyone here. Now that we got the bad news out of the way, let's talk about heaven. If you know your scripture, St. Paul is very clear when he describes heaven. He says, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on man what God has prepared for those who love him." We cannot even fathom with our finite minds how good it will be in heaven when we see God face to face. If you could think of your favorite day here on earth, maybe for some your wedding day, or better yet your honeymoon, maybe for some high school students when they went to the prom, or for some children when they got their favorite video game, whatever it is, think of your favorite day, multiply that by about a million for all eternity, and we have a little grasp of how good it will be in heaven. Jesus took St. Peter, St. James, and St. John up Mount Tabor, and he was transfigured. He was glorified. They got a glimpse of what heaven would be like. And St. Peter said, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If I may make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." In other words, I am completely satisfied in seeing you in all of your glory. So some of the questions like, will your pet, maybe you have a horse, will your horse be in heaven, God willing, if you get there? Well, the church hasn't said one way or another whether our pet will be in heaven. Will you be able to eat your favorite food? Well, that's debatable, but the last time I checked, according to the gospel today, it was called a heavenly banquet. So if you eat food, it will be the best of foods. Will you be able to play your sports or watch organ play football from heaven? Well, certainly, there's lots of room to play sports. Not only that, maybe you'll be able to fly. So all of you who wanted a slam dunk here on earth and never got the chance, you'll get your chance later. Will you be able to see and talk to your loved ones who have passed before you? Well, God willing, if they're there, you'll be able to encounter them one way or another. Now, the whole point is this. All of the good things that we experience in this life, here on this earth, the car that we drive, maybe the house that we live in, or the friends and family that we have, as good as these things are, they pale in comparison seeing God face to face. Only God satisfies the human heart. So, no more wars, no more suffering, especially for those who suffer from physical illness. No more arguments and fights, especially within the family. No more bad days at work or school. All of these things will cease, God willing, if we get to heaven. Now, if there is one person that doesn't want you to get to heaven, it is the devil. And as Satan tricked Adam and Eve at the beginning of creation, I guarantee you he will tempt you. And let me tell you something about the devil. He always promises more than he can give. He will tempt us in doing something contrary to the law of God, and if we commit it, he will accuse us. He will say, you call yourself a Catholic, and this is how you treat God. This is how you treat your neighbor. You know, he's very subtle when he tempts Sunday Catholics like ourselves. He tempts us by a spiritual disease called lukewarmness. Lukewarmness is that sickness that causes those who are called to holiness, all of us, to be indifferent in advancing in the spiritual life. So we may go to church every week, like we're doing right now, most likely out of obligation. But right after Mass is over and we leave those doors, our Catholic Christian life is non-existent. Things that we should do on a daily basis, we neglect, such as reading the Bible. Do you maybe take 10 minutes out of your busy day to read sacred scripture, especially the Gospels? Do you pray every day? Maybe at least 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening, having quiet time talking to God. Have you stopped learning about your faith, or did that end after you were confirmed? So the devil will trick us. He'll tempt us one way or another. He'll say, all you have to do is go to weekly Mass, and that's fine. So the struggle to improve as a Catholic is abandoned. The soul gives in to sin easily. And anything that has to do with God is reduced to doing things, especially out of routine, rather than actually loving someone, namely God. You know, our Lord spoke of lukewarmness in the book of Revelation. He said, because you are neither hot nor cold, because you are lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth, he says. So as a Catholic, we are either moving forward in our faith or we are moving backward. There is no middle ground. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Brothers and sisters, my question to you today as your mission preacher is very simple. Is heaven priority in your life? So I'm here to preach your parish mission, which begins tomorrow. It will last until Thursday. I will be preaching about things such as devotion to the Holy Eucharist, the power of the Rosary, God's mercy in confession, things that you may have once learned in your life as a Catholic, but maybe forgot. Maybe some of you have never learned to begin with. Either way, these will be tools to help you get to heaven, which should be our main goal. So I am praying for each and every single one of you during this blessed time of the mission. God willing, after you pass, Jesus will tell you, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord.